The next news. In recent years, Islamic finance in Indonesia has shown significant growth potential, reflecting the country's efforts to become a global hub for Islamic business and finance. Desi Anugranov has the reports.
Head of Supervision for Financial Service Business Conduct Education and Customer Protection at Indonesia Financial Service Authority, Friderika Widyasari Dewi, highlighted on Sunday that Islamic finance in Indonesia is experiencing substantial growth across various sectors, including Islamic fashion, halal food, and Islamic tourism. This is in line with Indonesia's broader vision of positioning itself as a leading global center for Islamic business and finance.
Dari sektor perbankan,
in the banking sector, Islamic banking intermediation has seen positive growth, with financing increasing by 9.9%, reaching 653 trillion rupiah. The market capitalization of Islamic stocks is also on the rise, reflecting a promising trend that we must continue to support.
Additionally, the Islamic capital market has expanded with both the market capitalization of Islamic stock and the number of Islamic investors steadily growing. Friderika asks industry players to develop products that are not only easy to understand but also meet the evolving needs of the people.
And the next news. Indonesia's Constitutional Court has disqualified a deputy regent candidate in its final decision on election disputes. Ramasidki Pratama bring us more.
On Monday, February 24th, Indonesia's Constitutional Court announced its final rulings on 40 election disputes covering regional elections for governors, regents, and mayors. One key decision was the disqualification of Anggit Kurniawan Nasution, a candidate for deputy regent in Pasaman, West Sumatra. Nasution, a former convict for fraud, was found to have hidden his criminal record despite serving a prison sentence of just under 3 months. In Jakarta, Chief Justice Suhartoyo stated that the court had ordered the local election commission to hold a revote for Pasaman's leadership positions.
Dengan demikian, dalam rangka memastikan dan menjamin legitimasi hasil pemilihan umum bupati dan wakil bupati tahun 2024 yang berkeadilan.
To ensure a fair, democratic, and legitimate election for Pasaman's region and deputy region in 2024, the court has disqualified Anggit Kurniawan Nasution from the race and ordered a revote without him as a candidate.
Mengikutsertakan Anggit Kurniawan Nasution sebagai calon wakil bupati Kabupaten Pasaman tahun 2024.
Under Indonesian law, former convicts who were sentenced to less than 5 years in prison can still run for office, as long as they openly disclose their past. In addition to Pasaman, the court also ordered re-elections in Mahakam Ulu in East Kalimantan and Bovendigul in South Papua. Ramasiki Pratama reported for Voice of Indonesia.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Regional Head of Retreat to Synchronize Central and Regional Government Programs with Anand Trijayakasih.
Today's commentary is on Regional Head Retreat to Synchronize Central and Regional Government Programs. Regional heads resulting from the 2024 simultaneous regional head elections were inaugurated by President Prabowo Subianto last February the 20th. The inauguration, which was also simultaneous, became a note in the history of the inauguration of governors, mayors, regents, and their deputies in Indonesia. One day after the inauguration, 503 regional heads attended a retreat from February the 21st to 28th at the Magelang Military Academy, Central Java. In the context of government, the retreat is an orientation and provision event for regional heads who will lead their regions for the next 5 years. Deputy Minister of Home Affairs, Bima Arya, stated that the regional head retreat aims to improve leadership capacity and understanding of the main tasks of regional heads, Astacita or 8 missions of President Prabowo's administration and the work programs of each ministry. The event, which was also attended by President Prabowo Subianto, aimed to build closeness, emotional bonds, and also team building to strengthen synergy in the future. The retreat activity received pros and cons from many parties. One of the highlights was the cost which was charged to the state budget. While in fact, currently, President Prabowo Subianto is implementing budget efficiency in various sectors. There is also certain political party leader who for some reasons objected to its cadres who were elected as regional head attending the retreat. Regardless of the pros and cons, the retreat has actually become a mandate of the law. The head of the Presidential Communication Office, Hassan Nasbi, stated that the retreat has been stated in law which mandates that the Ministry of Home Affairs and the National Defense Institute are required to provide training to elected regional heads. He emphasized that the retreat is an efficiency step that has been calculated by combining two trainings for regional heads. From the orientation and briefing programs for regional heads, many things can be gained and strengthened in their leadership, including establishing collaboration and coordination between regions in implementing programs that have the same goals. The regional heads retreat can be a driving force for synchronizing central and regional government programs. This can be an initial coordination so that the priority programs of the central government can be realized in each region optimally. Well, that was commentary.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world. For listener, O Asmara is a song that is popularized by Kobo Kaneru. A song that, with a duration of 4 minutes 7 seconds, is a song released first with the title O Asmara that's released on 28th of March 2023. And this music reached 2 track songs, and one of which is O Asmara Instrumental.
Oh, asmara, berdebar rasanya. At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Cinta hanyalah bualan dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya rasa tanpa tujuan. Aku ingin berhenti, lelah aku mengarungi. Aku ingin bersandar, menikmati bintang berpijar. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangan sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar luluh. Yang aku lihat terang, yang ku lihat masa depan, hangat dalam dekapan. Aku merasa sedang pulang. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Aku sudah benar-benar lulu. sudah-sudah. Hanya kaulah arti
VOI listeners, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Ujung Kulon National Park, one of the most important national parks and nature conservation sites in Indonesia and even the world. Not only the beauty of the lowland tropical forest, the one-horned rhino is also an attraction of this location. In addition, the location of savanna fields, hot springs, and mangrove forests are also the best attractions when visiting Ujung Kulon National Park. The national park is located on the westernmost peninsula of Java Island, along with several smaller islands such as Pechang Island, Handelem Island, and Panaitan Island. The highest location is Honje Mountain. Apart from these islands, we can visit Sanghyang Sirah Cave in the west of Ujung Kulon Peninsula. You can also enjoy the culture of the local community, which is crowded with visitors during the Maulid and Muharram months of the Hijri year. As a characteristic of the national park in Ujung Kulon, we can see the natural habitat of various types of protected animals, such as the Javan rhinoceros, deer, antelope, buffalo, various types of primates, and birds. By trekking through the forest and savanna grasslands, we'll see the wild natural views. Besides the Javan rhino, in Ujung Kulon, we can also see the Javan owa, one of the protected primates that can be found in Curug Cikajang. Listener, to visit Ujung Kulon National Park, you can go via Labuan City in Banten Province by using boat to one of the islands. In Ujung Kulon, there are also various telecommunication network facilities, electricity, and clean water. Tourism facilities such as accommodation, information centers, tour guides, and transportation are also available. UNESCO has declared that the Ujung Kulon area is a World Heritage Nature Reserve. Well, listeners, that ends today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Everything is amazing, just like the song from Yuka Tamada with Luar Biasa, because who knew what will happen and it will be amazing.
Di saat ku sepi, kau menemani. Di saat ku sepi, kau menghibur hati. Di saat ku pergi, kau setia menanti. Kau cinta sejati, cinta sejati. Di saat ku gerak, kau memadamkan.
listener, BSSN had tasked with guarding national single data confidentially. The National Cyber and Crypto Agency had Nugroho Sulistyo Budi was tasked with overseeing the confidentiality of the national single data. The directive was given directly to him by President Prabowo Subianto. The National Single Data Initiative follows Presidential Instruction No. 4 of 2025. This initiative aims to unify and streamline government data to ensure precise targeting of social assistance programs and improve data harmonization across various agencies. The initiative involves consolidating data from multiple sources, including the Unified Database for Social Welfare, Initial Data Collection for the Social and Economic Registry, and the Social and Economic Registry with inputs from the National Civil Registration and other databases.
Hanya untuk bersamamu. there are actually three main purposes,
Hundreds of regional heads have a joint retreat Magelang Central Java. The retreat is considered to have a provide positive impacts for the regional leaders. How important is it for those and what are the goals of the retreat? Here is the response of the spokesperson of the President's Communication Office, Dede Prayudi.
The first one is to strengthen, the knowledge of all Indonesian sub-national government leaders on certain highly important issues such as geopolitics, clean governance, and effective as well as efficient budgeting. That's the first one. And second of all, to build chemistry and emotional and psychological bound amongst these leaders. As we all know, that our existing problems today require collaboration between sub-national governments in order to be solved, of course, because of the increasing economic, social, cultural, political ties amongst people from different regions in the country. And the third one, it is actually a momentum for the central government to listen to the sub-national leaders' aspiration. Well, as a matter of fact, unlike the previous retreat, the ministerial retreat happened last year, the today's retreat, the communication line actually goes bottom-up, instead of top-down. So in the last year's retreat, the communication line went top down, and today's retreat, the communication line goes bottom up.
Listeners, for more details, check out the VOI Talk, How Important is Retreat in Magelang, on our YouTube channel at VOI_official.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listeners, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from Central Java entitled Sa Kentang Sa Kentung. The song was composed by Rizky Abdullah. The song Sa Kentang Sa Kentung is one of the winners of the 2023 Nusantara Regional Song Creation Competition. According to Rizky, the song was inspired by his childhood. The lyrics tells the story of a child playing on Sunday, playing in the rice fields and rice of buffalo. The song also has a message that we can live in harmony and peace together. Well, listener, here is the song Sa Kentang Sa Kentung by Rizky Abdullah. Enjoy!
Dina minggu, aku metu dolan karo kanca lunganing sawahan, numpak kebo karo mempangan, kuya kuyu seneng ra karuan, urip kue ora mung dewekan, tepos liro kudu go cekelan, mending meneng ora sah cangkeman, daripada bubar kekancanan. Hey, sak kentang, sak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikun mani jalan tantarian. Sak kentang, sak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikun mani jalan tantarian. Dina minggu aku metu dolan karo kanca lunganing sawahan, numpak kebo karo main pangan, kuya kuyu seneng ra karuan, urip kue ora mung dewekan, tepos liro kudu enggo cekelan, mending meneng ora sah cangkeman, daripada bubar kekancanan. Hey, tak kentang, tak kentungkan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantiku madu jalak santarian. Tak kentang, tak kentungkan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantiku madu jalak santarian. Bocah wadon sing ayu dewek, laka-laka sing paling molek,
liwat wong lanang melek nek orang ngesuk mangan tembelek hi tung sak kentang sak kentuk kanti lambung mercangkung bebek kanti kumanu jalan sak dareyan tung sak kentang sak kentuk kanti lambung mercangkung bebek kanti kumanu jalan sak dareyan sak kentang, sak kentung kanti lambung mercangkung bebek kanti kumanu jalan santarian. Tung sak kentang, sak kentung kanti lambung mercangkung bebek kanti kumanu jalan santarian. Tung sak kentang, sak kentung kanti lambung mercangkung bebek kanti kumanu jalan santarian. Tung sak kentang, sak kentung kati lambung mercangkung bebek kanti kumanu jalak sasarean.
Right now we are listening to Afghan featuring Sonau with X. But you know what's X? Our X mark in the Twitter, where you can follow us in Twitter and VOI official.
Janji yang terikat berada di jari manismu. Ku teriak ingin menghilang. Saat ku mencoba menghapus semua rasa yang pernah ada. Ada yang di hadapanku. Hati ini terima adanya dan aku yang tak bisa mencoba untuk hindari hilangkan semua rasa cinta yang membuatku berat untuk menyadari kini kau tak bahagia tanpa. Lagi ku berkata-kata kau lah yang selalu di benakku.
I would've stayed with you, planned a life together, find a place to run away with you. Don't get me wrong, girl, I'm happy for you. But if I had it my way, I'd be the man to hold you. And I would run up to your boy and tell the lucky bumper clock to never let you go. But better if he never knows, I'm such an idiot. I admit I might have made the wrong decision. You would feel the same if you wasn't in my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you. Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
I wish I could turn back time. I don't want to say goodbye.
wanna say goodnight.
Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia on Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing Indonesian vocabulary and got you to speak in Indonesian language. This program is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and Language Development Agency in Indonesia Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is the Bobo. The Bobo, which means in Bobo. You will listen to a conversation about bagaimana ceritanya, which means, what is the story behind it? Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a guard at Buton Palace Fort in Bobo, southeast Sulawesi. Chris was responding to the guard's story about some sacred stone at Buton Palace Fort, and here is the conversation.
Batu Popaua ini dianggap sakral oleh masyarakat Buton.
Bagaimana ceritanya, Bu?
Konon, batu ini menjadi tempat pertama kali Sultan pertama Buton menginjakan kaki.
After listening to the conversation, I'd like to introduce you to some vocab and expressions related to today's topic, bagaimana ceritanya, which means, what is the story behind it? I will say it two times slowly, and please repeat after me. Bagaimana, how, ceritanya, which means, the story. Bagaimana ceritanya, Bu? Which means, how is the story? Or, what is it about? Or, what is the story behind it? Batu, which means stone. Sakral, which means sacred. Masyarakat Buton, which means the people of Buton. Konon, which means people says. Menjadi, which means turns into. Tempat, which means place. Pertama kali, which means the first time. Sultan, which means sultan. Menginjakan kaki, which means set foot. In the conversation, you will hear the expression, bagaimana ceritanya, which means, what is the story behind it? In the expression, there is the phrase, or the word, bagaimana, which means, how, which Indonesians use to ask about an event or something that happens. The phrase, bagaimana ceritanya, is actually asking about the story behind something. The word bagaimana, which means how, is usually followed by ceritanya, kisahnya, or kejadiannya, which means the story or the event. Other examples. Let's listen to another example of using bagaimana, which means how, in asking about an event or how something happened. Semalam ada pencurian di rumah saya, which means someone breaks into my house last night.
Bagaimana kejadiannya?
which means how did it happen?
Konon candi ini dibangun dalam satu malam. Konon candi ini dibangun dalam satu malam.
Which means they say this temple was built in one night.
Bagaimana kisahnya? Bagaimana kisahnya?
Which means tell me the story behind it. Bhutan Palace Fort was a Bhutan Sultanate defense fort built in the 16th century. It is located in Baumau City, Bhutan Island, South Sulawesi. The fort was known as Warrior Fortress. The word Warrior means the people who live in Bhutan and Baumau, South Sulawesi, or a language spoken by the people of Warrior. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Batu Popowua ini dianggap sakral oleh masyarakat Bhutan.
Bagaimana ceritanya, Bu?
Konon, batu ini menjadi tempat pertama kali Sultan pertama Bhutan menginjakan kaki.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about bagaimana ceritanya, bagaimana ceritanya, which means what is the story behind it. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa.
Terputar kembali
berkencang bergema di dada tiap kali jumpa dirinya. Bercampur semua rasa yang ada dan hatiku bertanya-tanya, apakah mungkin dia definisi bahagia? Dengannya ku bersedia habiskan usia. Kan ku petik bintang di langit ketujuh, asalkan hati memang setuju. Pada hatimu ku terjatuh, ajaklah hatiku menari hingga tiada sedih di hati. Carilah sebuah definisi bahagia yang selalu ku nanti. Berkencang bergema di dada dan hatiku bertanya banyak, apakah mungkin dia definisi bahagia? Dengannya ku bersedia habiskan usia. Memang setuju, pada hatimu ku terjatuh. Ajaklah hatiku menari hingga tiada sedih di hati. Carilah sebuah definisi bahagia yang selalu ku nanti. Aku
Thank you so much for listener and all of you who are tuning in Indonesia today. My name is Ray, and for those of you who want to send critic suggestion and also information, you can send it through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI_official. And for those of you who have email account in VOI@voinews.id and maybe want to send live through our WhatsApp chat, you can send it through our WhatsApp in +62 821 2381 2130. My name is Ray, and thank you for tuning in Voice of Indonesia. And stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yogyakarta, Voice of Indonesia, The Huayu Channel. Hai, 播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻、信息和娱乐。您能每天通过短波频率33.25GHz和17.55GHz。本台的网站 www.voinews.id/mandarin 的流媒体直播以及 RRI Digital 应用程序收听本台的节目。Voice of Indonesia， 从印度尼西亚面向世界。From Indonesia to the world. First of all, 从印度尼西亚面向世界，听众朋友您好，我诺法祝你身体健康。在今天一个小时的华语节目，我想为您播放一些有关印度尼西亚的信息，其中知识相关印度尼西亚地方首长的在中爪哇马格兰举行的聚会。我们还会播放一些在印度尼西亚流行的印度尼西亚歌曲，还有印度尼西亚的美丽，以及给你介绍印度尼西亚各个地区的土特。开始本期的节目，请各位收听新闻。First of Indonesia， 从印度尼西亚面向世界，现在报道新闻。印度尼西亚总统 Prabowo Subianto 于2025年2月24日在雅加达杜里宫正式启动投资管理机构 Daya Anugrata Nusantara， 简称 Danantara。 这次启动仪式伴随至2025年第一法理是关于2003年第19号法理第三次修正案管理国有企业和2025年第10号政府条例相关丹南大大投资管理局的主旨和治理的建树。总统还签署了2025年第30号总统令，是相关人民印度尼西亚投资管理机构丹南达拉监事会和执行委员会。Prabowo Subianto总统在演讲中强调，丹南达拉是全球最大的财富基金之中之一。
Namun hari ini，
但今天全体印度尼西亚人民都应该感到自豪，因为拥有中资三兆过9000亿美元的丹南达达印度尼西亚将成为世界上最大的主权财富基金之一。Prabowo Subianto总统称，投资管理机构的丹南达达以你是优化国有企业的战略性高效解决方案。总统表示，印度尼西亚不仅将把国有企业的红利投资于推动长期增长的行业，还将把印度尼西亚国有企业转变为各自领域的世界级领导者。印度尼西亚财政部长 Sri Mulyani Indrawati鼓励地方首长在提起融资发展方面进行创新。昨日晚上在中爪哇省马格兰金石学院勒马蒂达举行的地方首长聚会上发表讲话时，斯里姆利亚尼表示，地方政府可以在融资方面发挥创造力，而不必完全依赖国家收支预算或者提起收支预算。斯里莫利尼其实说，有很多融资计划可以与各方合作，包括私营部门。他赞赏当地政府在融资发展方面富有创造力。印度尼西亚外交部长苏吉奥诺于2月21日对荷兰首相提格绍夫进行了理解性访问，并于2025年2月22日在海牙与荷兰外交部长 盖斯帕维尔的叛部举行了双边会晤。在两次会晤中，外交部长苏吉诺都重申了荷兰作为印度尼西亚在欧洲重要合作伙伴的地位。印度尼西亚希望继续加强与荷兰的全面伙伴关系。外交部长苏吉诺还介绍了印度尼西亚未来的各项优先计划，特别是在粮食安全、能源创新、下游产业和提高人力资源能力等等领域。苏吉诺外交部长还邀请荷兰参与并支持各项战略计划。